And you've said to us that you're not an IT specialist and that you're not that focused on the device, but on what the outcomes that can be attained for young people as a result of using it. You've mentioned almost like one light bulb moment where you saw young learners presenting at an event,
yep,
where you sat back and thought, wow, this is something that's really different. Look at how these learners are presenting themselves. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Well, it genuinely was a sort of a light bulb moment. We were given an opportunity just a few weeks ago to allow our secondary pupils who are involved in the iPad pilot to host a workshop for our executive director and directors across North Lanarkshire Council. And we took the brave, we think it was a brave decision to allow the young people to organise the whole workshop. That was an hour. We gave them an hour. They had to plan it, they had to prepare it, they had to develop any resources, and then they had to deliver it. And we gave the whole responsibility over to a group of, I think it was eight young people, of a range of abilities. And for me, the light bulb moment was, and the real demonstration of impact was, not their skills and the use of the technology. It was their ability to communicate what the whole process of learning. They became the teachers, the facilitators, and they taught the audience using the iPad in an extremely confident way. And in terms of seeing curriculum for excellence in action, that was the impact.
Do you think that's behaviours that you may not have seen in the past, before the iPad project came in, particularly with these children, or you might not have seen it as confidently displayed?
I may not have seen it as confidently displayed. Some teaching staff may completely disagree with me, because they will say that they have, through their teaching experiences, a wide range of skills that will enable young people to deliver as confidently and as effectively. For me, it's all part of something that I mentioned earlier, a changing culture within the school, and that the iPad has contributed to this change in culture. And certainly, if I can say anecdotally, from the seniors who were in the room and who observed this, the sixth year group who were there, they were really blown away by the confidence of these young people and their skill, their whole ability to facilitate using a device, knowing that other people in the room had never used one before. So for me, the impact was their confidence.